The situation was calm in the morning before police fired warning shots and tear gas to disperse a crowd in the central business district and clashed with protesters in Makokoa suburb, the home of Zimbabwe's liberation struggle. Some youth in the city center were rounded up by the police and bundled into a vehicle while chanting, "Mugabe must go."
Arrested for demanding our freedom.
We are demanding our freedom as young people. We are clear that the fate is Zimbabwe. Mugabe must go. And he is the youth stars. We are clear these police that have arrested us, they are suffering. They are not getting their money. They are being used by the people. We have gone outside of the country.
There was no immediate comment from the police on the arrest of the youth. Shops in the city were closed and a few vendors were seen at the main vegetable market along Fifth Avenue between Jason Moyo and Robert Mugabe streets. The flea market centers on Lobengula Street and Egodini commuter omnibus terminus were completely deserted. A woman who operates a mobile kitchen at the terminus and only identified herself as Mrs. T said she had come to check the situation but was returning home as there was no business because commuter operators were not at work.
Yeah, today what's happening is there's no business at all. There are no people around. The transporters are not here. So there's no business at all. We are all closed. We have just come to check whether there's any activity, but there's nothing. So we're going back home.
In the northern suburbs, including North End, Source Town, Queen's Park, Romney Park, and Kingsdale, a few commuter omnibuses ferried people early in the morning, but they ceased operations around mid-morning. In the western suburbs, including Sizinda, Chabalala, Nkulumane, and Tumbane and Magwegwe, there were very few commuter omnibuses or even private cars on the roads, and people who wanted to get into town had to walk long distances. In most schools that Studio 7 visited, although teachers were present, there were no school children, with those who had reported for school returning home. One of them, a Form 4 student at one of the high schools outside town, said students at the school were allowed to return home as there were no lessons.
I went to school and there were a few people, a few teachers, and we didn't write any exams because we're supposed to write mock exams. The teachers didn't say much, so I'm going back home.
Indications are that most doctors and nurses at Lawyers Major Hospitals had heeded the stay away. A nurse at Mpilo Central Hospital said she had initially reported for duty early in the morning but returned home after realizing that most of her colleagues had not turned up for work. The government says it has brought forward doctors and nurses' outstanding June pay to Friday instead of July 14th. Reporting for Studio 7 from Bulawayo, this is Taurai Shawa.